proposed changes to the state's Medicaid program, TennCare, will finally get a hearing in the county with the highest number of Medicaid enrollees. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that officials reversed course and will now make a trip to Memphis this month.
Some lawmakers and healthcare advocates question why TennCare officials decided to sidestep Memphis as Governor Bill Lee pushed his new block grant proposal. Democrats critical of the plan, such as U.S. Congressman Steve Cohen and State Representative Karen Camper, have noted that Shelby County has the highest number of Medicaid enrollees in the state. Michelle Johnson is the executive director of the patient advocacy organization, the Tennessee Justice Center.
There's no question that if you're going to find out whether something works or not, and you're going to not ask the people in Memphis whether it works or not, then you probably aren't super interested in getting to the information you need to create something that's based on data.
Republicans say the $8 billion block grant would give Tennessee more local flexibility with low-income health care and save the state money. Currently, the federal government reimburses Tennessee based on the number of Medicaid claims. Opponents at public hearings elsewhere in the state earlier this month have said the new policy could lead to potential cuts in the TennCare program and that patients would be better off expanding the program under the Affordable Health Care Act, as other states have done. The new public forum will be held October 15th at 1:30 at the University of Memphis. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.